Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We did what we came here to do, and so much more.
74 million Americans ought not to be slandered based on the action of a couple thousand who participated in a violent mob.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
These 74 million Trump voters are, in fact, terrorists.
There will be an impeachment trial in the United States Senate.
Well, excuse the emotion.
And there you have it. Boy, what a day we're in for today. We may see the show before the show this morning, in fact, and welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I don't know. What do you think, ladies? So at 7 o'clock today, roughly our time, before the president departs Washington, he's scheduled to have another press availability, and nobody's quite sure what's going to happen at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm confused about what this is today, since he gave that speech yesterday. But
right.
We'll see.
Right. Thought that
see
was kind of it.
Yeah.
A speech he gave yesterday, which you wouldn't have seen just out of curiosity here, unless you were watching OANN. In fact, when I first switched over to it, it wasn't even on Newsmax, and then they switched to it. Nobody else covered it.
Really? None of the big, wow. I mean, even Fox News didn't cover that?
Didn't. I went there first, just as a check, flipped around, and finally found it online initially, which I tried to stream to my Facebook page. And then when I went to the TV, OANN is the first place I found it. Hmm. I went on for 45 minutes, roughly. Maybe not quite that long. But anyway, so the president's going to speak this morning before he leaves a Joint Base Andrews to fly to Mar-a-Lago. And then, of course, the inauguration is scheduled a bit later in the morning, and we're planning to carry that as well. Mm-hmm. Correct, Tricia?
Yes.
Yes, that
yes.
is correct.
Yeah.
Start around 10, right? 10 to noon?
Yeah, 10 to noon our time. Mm-hmm. There'll be Fox News radio coverage of what's going on up there, kind of setting the scene. And then, of course, Annie will be in noon to three to put her her wrap on it and take phone calls and the like.
Should be a big day.
A historic day in America. And we're not quite sure what the first part of that's going to look like this morning. Somebody thought there's going to be like a... I've seen stories about a 21-gun salute. I don't know if there'll be fireworks. I don't know what he's planning. If it's a Joint Base Andrews, given the way things are shut down in D.C. right now, that's going to be a – I mean, I don't even know how they get the public in there, if they can.
Yeah, we'll see. At least we don't have to wait long. We'll know in a couple of hours.
That's true. And I guess the big question is, if there's a celebration – at Joint Base Andrews, and nobody in the media covers it, did it really happen?
Hmm.
You have to ask. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how much coverage they want, really, because we got a like a secret download tip about it yesterday. Otherwise, even when I had to adjust some of our guest lineup yesterday, people were like, what? Like, even like the pros that know this stuff did not know about it. So
yeah. So we're going to be flexible today then in our in what is normally our 7 o'clock hour when Charmaine Yost is scheduled to be with us. We normally do our salute to service. Stacey Washington has joined us in that time slot. That's when we expect this is going to happen. And if it does, we're going to bring you as much live coverage of that as we can. So we're trying to kind of hedge our bets this morning moving forward, as I'm sure the folks at Kilmeade are doing as well, with the inauguration starting at 10 our time.
Yep.
25,000 people we know will be in attendance for that inauguration today.
We know
most of them in battle dress uniform.
Yes, at least 25,000 people will be there.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know what there is to think about it.
Somebody suggested that's the only way they could guarantee Biden could attract 25,000 people.
Yeah.
I think maybe they're onto something. I don't know.
Quite possibly. It'll be something to see.
Yeah. You know, I heard Denise mention this off the top. It's worth mentioning again. The St. Louis County Council meeting went off kind of without a hitch last night, except that they once again defaulted to party lines to put some sort of a stick in your eye to anybody out there who supports the president. The four Democrats voted on something. The three Republicans voted against it. Was a resolution basically talking about the problems at the Capitol a week and a half ago. I guess they were too busy arguing about their own politics last week to bring that up. And Ernie Trakas, believe it or not, voted with the Republicans this time. And
you never know what's
going
to happen there.
I know. We're gonna get Jane Duker on here in the 8 o'clock hour, and she's been following this a lot. Of course, you know, during the campaign, during the primary, she did work with Mark Montavani, who she wanted to be the county executive. So she's got her own issues with Sam Page, and she's kind of been reading Lisa Clancy and some of the other Democrats on that council, the Riot Act. So it's going to be interesting to get her on here. We've also got Charles Payne set up for about 8:35 this morning. What will happen with the markets in this country after the inauguration? You know, I was in the business for a while, and traditionally you don't see a big drop before or after, like immediately after an inauguration. It's a more delayed response based on the kind of policies that are going to be put in place. And in this particular case, supposedly on day one, Joe Biden's planning to take a number of executive actions day one. He's also talked about rolling back the president's tax cuts. And those are the kinds of things I'm sure that Charles Payne's taking a look at just to see if that's going to have any sort of a big impact potentially on the market. So we'll get to that coming up a little later. Plenty of time for your phone calls today. I want to get you your opinion. How are you feeling heading into the inauguration today? Are you thinking back to 4 years ago and how you saw some other people react to it? I know those thoughts have crossed my mind. In fact, there could be a soapbox pending somewhere in my near future. Just saying. 314-241-9797, the phone number down here. We'll get to your calls coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
74 million Americans ought not to be slandered based on the action of a couple thousand who participated in a violent mob at the Capitol 2 weeks ago. And because a violent mob attacked the Capitol 2 weeks ago, that doesn't mean that they should have their view censored. It doesn't mean they should be at risk of losing their job or having their business boycotted, losing their slots in high schools or colleges that choose selectively. It doesn't mean that they should have to pay higher taxes or open their borders or defund their police. That is crazy, and it is a complete non sequitur. But the Democrats realize that that agenda is unpopular, but they also have all the other commanding heights of our society, from the media to education to entertainment, in their corner. What those people need, what those 74 million people who voted for the president, voted for Republicans need, are Republicans and conservatives in the Congress, in the state legislatures, to stand up for their rights. And I promise you, I will do that.
How about that? That is Tom Cotton with his statement yesterday. I wanted to throw that out there for those of you who might have missed it. What do you think about the president? The Wall Street Journal this morning has a article out that the president has had a discussion about starting a new party. Did you hear that?
I had not heard that.
According to several people close to the president said he would want to call the new party the Patriot Party.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how serious he is about that. I have concerns myself over a third party in this country. It has forever been a failure. It divides the vote. I know there are issues with the vote right now. My experience is that it divides the vote, no matter how you slice it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the president did this to send a message to Mitch McConnell. Because Mitch McConnell and his statements yesterday blaming the president for provoking what happened on January 6th, a complete lie, is more about reducing the president's influence within Republican circles moving forward. This is the president's way of firing back. How many of that 74 million people go with me or stay with you, Mitch? That's the question, I think, that the challenge the president is throwing out there. I don't know how serious he is, but it's going to be interesting moving forward, which kind of brings me, Tricia, to the soapbox.
Now, Mark Cox, soapbox.
All right, in just a few hours now, we will witness the peaceful transition of power in this country we love. Just as we have the past 240 years or so. Well, Not exactly. The biggest difference is going to be most of the 25,000 people in attendance today will be National Guard troops, not just ordinary citizens turning out to show their support. You know, there are those who claim this is necessary to protect Joe Biden from some unseen looming threat. I have a different thought. I say it is simply an embarrassing attempt to put a political exclamation point on a four-year persecution of Donald Trump and to further the attempt to tarnish his image. It's going to be referred to over and over as the left tries to unconstitutionally convict him of impeachment in a few weeks. Chuck Schumer told us as much yesterday, and it adds a very dark cloud to what otherwise would be a day to celebrate. I want you to think back for a moment. I want you to think back to 4 years ago. Even as President Trump was sworn in, 70 members of the United States House announced publicly that they would skip his inauguration in protest. Remember how you felt about that? In fact, the entire CBC skipped it. That's the Congressional Black Caucus. That included a former CD1 Congressman Lacey Clay. It included Karen Bass, who, by the way, stood up in opposition to a Board of Electoral Count. And civil rights icon John Lewis. Lewis said at the time it was not legitimate because of Russia interference. Karen Bass said, quote, "I will not be celebrating. I will be organizing and preparing for resistance," end quote. I hesitated to bring that up today, but there's no way around it. It is a reminder of what things looked like on this day 4 years ago. And, you know, for those who are going to complain a single time today or any day moving forward from this point about those who are still concerned about the election regularities that have been ignored from November till today, shut it. Hundreds of thousands of questionable votes in five states, not a single shred of foreign interference 4 years later. Some of them have never given up. There's no way to get around that point. This time, what we witnessed was homegrown. And what do I mean by that? Well, it was something that had been tried before, but this time it was born out of the perfect storm of a pandemic. That created the opportunity to manufacture votes, to harvest votes. And all it means is, we can't give up either. You have to demand a full account despite the full court press to cover it up. Wherever it leads, we're going to remember. That means remembering the people with an R behind their names who've shown their true colors this past 3 months. Now, that aside, the thing to remember is that today is a reason for celebration. It does not weaken us. It strengthens us. Despite the image one side wants to portray, this is a country under threat, they say. Well, the threat to America is and always has been internal when patriots refuse to remain involved. Stay true and keep your heads up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
2A Tuesday.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Hey, Mark Walters back with us this morning, host of Armed American Radio. Just listening to a little bit of that myself yesterday. And, of course, he's also a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation, AA Radio on Twitter. So AAR Radio on Twitter. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Perilous times, brother.
Perilous times, brother. Always great to get you on here because you do such a great job of covering all these issues there on your own show on Armed American Radio. You know, I read the story about the NRA bankruptcy, and of course, the headline was NRA bankrupt. But the truth of it is, it looks to me like the NRA has decided finally to get the hell out of New York State.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people ask that question. Why were they in New York to begin with? Here's something most people don't know. The National Rifle Association is the nation's oldest civil rights organization. They've been incorporated in New York since the 1850s, and most people don't realize that. It's just been fairly recently, when you look back at America's history, that New York has been so hostile to the Second Amendment. And, of course, Letitia James and Cuomo's regime up there in New York has been so hostile that the NRA has said, you know what, we got to go. And this, using the laws, look, Chapter 11 has been used by business owners around the country for decades to be able to reorganize. That's what Chapter 11 is, and that's what the NRA is trying to do, and it looks like they're trying to reorganize in Texas. It's going to be a long fight. No doubt New York's going to want to put their claws in them and keep them in New York, but it's at least it's a step in the right direction. It's about time the NRA took it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the NRA's had – they've had some problems. They've had some internal issues. But, from everything I've read, I mean, financially, they're not in bad shape. I mean, it's not like as Joe Biden has, claimed he's going to destroy or get rid of the NRA or whatever deal with the NRA. I don't think they're coming at this from such a position of weakness that people might perceive from that news.
I don't disagree with you, although I did find it interesting when I read the filing myself. I thought, you're filing Chapter 11, you have to show some financial insolvency. Letter to the board, Wayne LaPierre, who's part of the problem, by the way, at the NRA, he needs to go. NRA needs new leadership, no doubt. But when I read the letter that he wrote to the board, he's telling the board members that the NRA is financially more solvent than it's ever been. I don't know how that jives in a bankruptcy court, but we're going to wait and find out, I guess. I'm sure they've got a strategy.
Well, I'm sure that the fine folks in Texas, Lieutenant Colonel Allen West, the Republican Party, and the folks down there, and the Governor Abbott, are glad to have them if they want to show up.
Well, they represent 100 million plus gun owners. Let's be, just because the NRA only has 5 million members, if I could, let me quote Alan Gottlieb. He's the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation.
Right.
And he said about that attack from Biden, by attacking the Second Amendment rights of 100 million Americans, Biden is not bringing us together, but dividing us further. If people take to the streets in protest, if violence occurs, it'll be his fault. And he should be impeached for violating our constitutional rights and inciting violence. Maybe it's time to ban him from Twitter and Facebook. So a new twist from Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. All of us are sick and tired of the attacks on law-abiding gun owners. The nation's getting ready to be gaslighted like we've never been before after Wednesday. So it's going to be a rough ride for gun owners. And my advice to you is, in order to combat what's getting ready to happen, you've got to be awake. You have to stay on top of what's happening. You've got to get the facts. You've got to get the truth. You've got to listen to Mark. You've got to listen to Armed American Radio. You've got to join the Second Amendment Foundation. You've got to understand that we've got to counter these attacks coming at us. It's going to be a withering, withering, withering blitzkrieg of fake news.
Oh, it is. Yesterday, retired General Barry McCaffrey, I don't know if you heard that bite or not, suggested that he's not worried about the National Guard troops that are in D.C. He's more worried about gun-toting Republican congressmen. Of course, he's talking about Lauren Boebert there, I'm sure, the new congresswoman from Colorado. Right.
Yeah, what is there to be afraid of?
Thank you.
an individual exercising her right to bear arms. Look, they've had the ability to carry firearms in Congress for decades. It's never been an issue until Lauren Boebert shows up in Washington, D.C. and makes it an issue. And these are people who are so stupid, they will vote against their own constitutional freedoms. I mean, think about that. Put that in perspective, if you will.
Yeah. It's a good point. And then we saw the video this week talking about what's going to happen in state capitals and all that. You know, I'm sure there are going to be people who are out there holding rallies. I don't know who they are, though. And that's the whole thing, Mark. I saw a picture from Michigan with some, people exercising their Second Amendment rights not too far from the Capitol building there, not in a threatening manner at all. But again, that's where the news story is going to focus. These must be the bad guys.
Well, it is. And interestingly, you mentioned that you make a great point. You know, I'm pretty well plugged in to the Second Amendment deal. I'm a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and others. And I don't know who these groups are either. I've not heard, nor has anyone called me, nor have I been asked to participate in any of these quote-unquote rallies. The organization that I'm a member of, and I'm a life member of many, including the Arizona Citizens Defense League, GeorgiaCarry.org, et cetera, I've never been. These groups, as far as I know, and I've spoken to their leaders, are not organizing these rallies. So I don't know either. I don't know if these are loosely knit people that we've never heard of. I have absolutely no clue. I don't know if this is media driven. I have no idea. But no one has contacted me about it, so I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and something to keep an eye on, because they're going to spread a wide net and try to blame everybody for the acts of a few people. Mark, I'm out of time, my friend. Tell people when they can find you on Armed American Radio.
8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, or 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time, armedamericanradio.org for all information, and join the SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, at saf.org, and help us fight. Thank you, Mark, for everything.
Good stuff. We'll have you on again soon. Mark Walters there with us this morning at AAR Radio, if you want to follow him there on Twitter.
We are a truly magnificent nation. All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny.
But can we, Mr. President, talk about what's important today? What will you be wearing to watch the inauguration? Tricia, Denise, do you have your... Do you have your Converse All-Star shoes ready?
And pearls.
And your pearls that you can clutch?
Certainly, with my best sweatpants.
This is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
The mainstream media has moved on, and they want to send us photo spreads on Cori Bush from the Teen Vogue issue. Is she a teenager?
I don't think so.
Of course not.
But she's on Teen Vogue.
And Fox 2, our local TV station, has a piece today on the fact that women around the country will be donning pearls and Converse All-Star shoes to watch Kamala Harris take her oath of office today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is where we need to move on to.
This has been going around for a couple of weeks, so everybody had time to purchase their pearls and Converse.
Oh, I see. It's about driving people to the website. So,
I never noticed that she did that. Like, I would have never picked out that on big days she wore pearls. It would not have crossed my mind to notice that. And the only reason I know about the shoes is because they've pointed it out so many times before, how she's dressed up and wears casual, like, tennis shoes. I'm like a lot of people.
Well, and quite frankly, regardless of her politics, it is historic that this is going to be our first female vice president. And the fact that the media is focused on her outfit
clothes
and
her is frustrating,
is ridiculous and insulting.
Mm-hmm. Just what they're not supposed to be doing, right?
If
these things are being pointed out,
right. This
the
is
the hypocrisy.
It's yes. It's
well, the other hypocrisy. Let's call it for what it is. Is that if it's a Republican or a Democrat woman, they're treated to a different standard. Every time Melania Trump wore something, the headline
How much
was
did it cost?
It was a $10,000. top that she had on, or but they never mentioned that when Hillary Clinton did it. The focus was never on the price, unless somebody on the right then say, well, what about that muumuu that Hillary wore last week that looked like she tore down a...
It was probably one expensive muumuu.
Yeah, thank you. So it looks like she tore down some drapes in her house and wrapped it around her, and they're all fawning over it.
Yeah, it's just frustrating. For as far as we've come, the only man in this country whose outfit we care about is Cam Newton's. Everybody else, it's all female. I mean, we are still objectifying women and judging them based on their clothing, whether or not it looks good, it looks bad, do they look good in these pictures, how much did they spend on that outfit, what are they wearing?
We can't get away from it.
Yeah.
You'd think that it would have changed by now, mm-hmm. and it's still what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, well.
The day she becomes our vice president and we make sure we're wearing what she's wearing.
Right, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Or, cool. or president, for that matter. Biden was babbling yesterday about what he wants put on his headstone.
Oh, boy.
Which made me wonder, has he already been warned? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, he came to tears yesterday during one of his speeches somewhere.
He loves about what Delaware he wants on his a lot.
He does.
He is big into Delaware. Should we hear it?
I thought he was a son of Scranton. Yeah, let's listen to it.
And James Joyce was said to have told a friend that when it comes his time to pass, when he dies, he said, Dublin will be written on my heart. Well, excuse the emotion, but when I die, Delaware will be written on my heart.
Maybe Converse ought to be written on there. Just saying. What happened to Scranton? I thought he was the son of Scranton.
I don't know. Yesterday it was Delaware, and he had all the feels.
I suppose because he was leaving Delaware to fly to D.C.
By the way, so a little bit of good news. Let's end with a little bit of good news.
Okay.
Are you ready to see some baseball in person this season?
Yeah, yes, that would be great.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Yes.
Love that story you shared. Cards, some fans in. Is this a Major League Baseball decision or a City of St. Louis decision?
Mark, you sound like a robot.
Yeah, you're cutting out really bad. You want Denise to cover this story real quick?
Yes, and
we'll figure that out.
Sorry, I don't know what's going on.
No, you sound better. You sound better now. But yeah, the Cardinals are just hoping to get some fans into the stadium this season. So they're still working on it with like Major League Baseball and stuff. But the Cardinals have been basically given the okay to figure out a plan to get fans into the stands this season.
Thank
and hopefully,
goodness.
Like that number will keep increasing, you know, as the season goes on. So
it was really nice to see fans in the Blues Stadium too, the mm-hmm. Blues Arena for this week.
And at the Chiefs game, there was a good amount of fans in the mm-hmm. stadium, and it just made me hopeful. I'm getting some hope and some of the normalcy of that kind of stuff coming back a little bit. So mm-hmm. I think I read it was 28% capacity is what they've been approved so far. So hopefully that continues
to
go.
Will be hard
up.
To get. I wonder how they do that with people that already have season tickets. I mean, that would take up a chunk of them. And do you deny your fans who are consistently
this says,
paying?
So DeWitt said that season ticket buyers will have priority. And he also suggested that seniority might play a role if demand for the limited seating outpaces the supply of available tickets. So
of course it will. Of course it will. Yeah. Oh, well. Maybe they'll have a lottery for a lucky few of us could go down and find a spare seat to see a game. Wow. All right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed anyway. Just a reminder, the president's set to speak in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. We're planning to cover that when it happens as he departs Washington. And then we'll have full coverage of the inauguration today. Fox News coverage starting at about 10 a.m. right here on 971 FM Talk. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.